CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you live from UBC Point Grey campus, which is located on the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam people.
Hello.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to Le Rituel.
We're back.
I know you missed us terribly. Yeah,
terribly.
Uh-huh.
It's been too long.
It's been too long, and I hope you had a great February month. You received a lot of love.
So much love. Late Valentine's
exactly
Day.
Exactly, from us too. I hope you got hella chocolates also.
So much chocolate.
So much chocolates. So what much have you chocolate. Been up to, Lily, in the past month? Give us your little highlight of
the Bajas. My highlight of February?
Yes.
Well, on reading week, I was supposed to get my wisdom teeth out, but that didn't happen.
Yes, I wanted to ask you.
It didn't happen, which is fine. I was very well off skipping that. And then I rode my bike around Portland because that's where I'm from. And it was a blast.
Uh-huh.
Now, you had a way more fantastic reading week than I did.
I don't know if it was more fantastic because it didn't end in a chic way. I will not talk about it on air. I just want to say, like, I went to Mexico. I spoke Spanish. Surfed. Did some yoga, ate some papaya, and drank beer for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It was absolutely great. And I loved every second of my reading week with my wonderful friend Stella. And that brings me to our theme.
Oh?
Yeah.
The theme?
The theme of this week, Rituel, is traveling.
Traveling.
Mm-hmm.
What are songs that make you travel? What songs do you listen to when you travel? What songs make you think that you're traveling?
Uh-huh.
Astral project?
Exactly. Because, you
anything.
Know, traveling is a state of mind, folks.
It is.
Like, you can be in your bathtub and travel to Bali. Like,
yes.
Uh-huh.
I agree.
It's truly just a state of mind. And we want to bring ourselves and you guys in the state of mind today and show you our songs that make us travel through time, space, emotions, memories.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I want to bring you back to Mexico.
Woo.
Bring you
love
back because, you know, I kind of miss the sun, especially with this awful weather today.
Yeah.
So
I know it's if you're in Vancouver, it's a doozy.
It's
raining.
It is a bad day.
It's a bad day.
So it's La Combi Versace de Rosalía. She's not from Mexico, but she's from Spain, from Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
And this song is just, a
love
true
her.
Delight. A
love
true delight.
Her.
Yeah. So open your ears and your hearts to this wonderful song.
Anda por la noche, puesta pa' el roche, tu pelea salvaje, la combi Versace. Anda por la noche, puesta pa' el roche, tu pelea salvaje, la combi Versace.
¿Qué fue?
Vestida con colabo,
allá la colabo.
Medusa arriba y abajo,
calabrón y guapo.
Donate la frenzy,
kilo tela.
Soltando los benji,
cheque.
Hoy soy party con la Fania, hangando con salseros. Bendicen todas mis canciones.
Anda por la noche, puesta pa' el roche, tu pelea salvaje, la combi Versace.
Anda por la noche, puesta pa' el roche, tu pelea salvaje,
la combi Versace.
¿Cómo que qué?
Rusi si son coming.
Sí, va.
Uso y Arvinoni. Feistan con Milano.
Sí, cook.
Dios bendiga a Gianni.
Para Gianni.
Más fría que tu baby mama. Nos fuimos a la puesta pa' el roche, tu pelea salvaje, la combi Versace.
Junta por la noche, puesta pa' el roche, tu pelea salvaje, la combi Versace.
Es el lazo, Versace saliendo del callejón.
Desfilamos Dior Custom en el colmadón.
Con la tanga Gucci en una cola de motor.
Me llevo todo el mall montado en un camión.
Con el rojo con el rosa.
Vestida de blanco, me he visto de novia, pero no soy tu esposa.
Los tenis Valentino.
Mi bizcocho de mochino, gargantilla de zafiro.
Diamante azul marino.
Y se llevó la ropa pica porque soy la más real.
bitch. Me creo de verdad. Me doy un flow de paca, me veo original. Soy la marca más cara que tú no vas a poder capiar.
Juntas por las noches, puta pa'l derroche. Tu pelo es avalanche, la combi Versace.
Juntas por las noches, puta pa'l derroche. Tu pelo es avalanche, la combi Versace.
I liked that a lot.
Yes, and it really brought me back to San Pancho, this beautiful city that I was staying in, and on the beach eating papaya.
I'm so jealous. I miss Mexico.
Yeah, we'll go soon together.
Yeah, you know, that really makes me think of a song that's also, well, I don't know if this artist lives in Mexico still, but this is one of me and my mom's favorite songs. Whenever we're in the car, especially in the summer, I'll put this on. She's like, this reminds me of being in my 20s. Yes. And I'm like, I'm living through you then. Like, let's do it. It's
yes,
so fun.
Okay. Tell me more.
It's Mono Chow.
Ooh, okay.
Mono Chow. Love yes, him. Uh-huh. Like, and Jerome, what do you like?
Honestly, I love a lot of things, but I really love you.
I
and,
love you too.
What else do I like? I really like food.
Same.
Like wine.
You're such a Taurus. I love you.
I like yoga.
Yeah.
I like, what else?
Well, me gustas too.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is the name of this song that we're about to play. And I know that everyone is going to get so excited when you hear it, because this is a classic. And this one's for you, Mom.
Turn it on.
Turn it on.
De la noche en San Salvador, en El Salvador.
11 de la noche en Managua, Nicaragua.
Me gustan los aviones, me gustas tú. Me gusta viajar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la mañana, me gustas tú. Me gusta el viento, me gustas tú. Me gusta soñar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la mar, me gustas tú. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus. Cocina, me gusta
de la mañana.
Me gusta camelar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la guitarra, me gustas tú. Me gusta el reggae, me gustas tú. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je suis perdu. ¿Qué corazón, mi corazón? Me gusta la canela, me gustas tú. Me gusta el fuego, me gustas tú. Me gusta menear, me gustas tú. Me gusta la Coruña, me gustas tú. Me gusta Malasaña, me gustas tú. Me gusta la castaña, me gustas tú. Me gusta Guatemala, me gustas tú. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je suis perdu.
Thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love that song.
It is so good.
It's so good.
Like, I think also it's such a classic in a Spanish class when they're teaching you know, the, like,
both of us are taking Spanish.
Exactly. Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember when I think I was, first years of high school, I had Spanish and this prof was putting that, and when it was like, oh, me gusta la marijuana, we were like, oh, ooh, we were so shocked. And yeah,
no,
but this is
exactly.
A very, very good song. And
it's so good.
Like, I'm thinking also of traveling. It made me think of when I traveled with my mom and what songs we would always put on the radio.
Yeah.
And this, if you don't know who this, I might get some hate mail thrown at my door for putting this, because
why?
Some people just don't like her. But I mean,
yeah,
she
fair.
Does her thing.
Okay.
And she is a French artist from France. And she has been nominated to, like, I don't know, like, Forbes list. Like, she is one of the biggest, like, I think the most streamed French woman out of France.
Whoa.
Yeah, and she has the song called Ja Ja. Uh-huh. Oh, Ja Ja, like that one. But I'm not going to put that one.
I might be at a loss with that one.
I'm going to put Copine.
Okay.
And my mom and I, every time we travel or we're on, like, a long drive to hike or something, we always turn Aya Nakamura on. And I mean, you cannot, like, you listen to this and you must shake your booty.
Okay.
You must swerve a bit on the road. So,
yeah.
I'm going to put it.
Okay.
Voila. And please don't crash, folks.
Yeah, please don't crash.
Yes.
Yes.
And oh my god, I have the stats now. She has been nominated for the Francophone Female Artist of the Year in 2022. Oh. She won, like, multiple BET awards. And she is just a boss in every sphere of her life. And she's just, like, I think she's so tall also.
Really?
She's insanely tall. So she's, like, stepping on everyone.
Yes.
And she has been dropping multiple singles. So I... I'm smelling an album soon.
Something smells fishy.
Something
smells like a new release.
I'm crossing my fingers.
I love it.
Yes.
Hey, and I think that song reminded me of who else is a really popular artist. Definitely people might be like, oh, these guys suck, or no, these guys are actually really awesome. I feel like they're more loved than mm-hmm. they are hated. But this is like one of my favorite memories of being as a kid with my dad, and we're riding down the highway. It felt like lightning speed. It probably wasn't, but we had like all the windows down. It was like summer, and I think like I had just gotten back from my grandma's uh-huh. house, so yeah. I was like, yes, this is awesome, and we're just blasting. Who else but the Beastie Boys?
Who else?
Who else? And the Beastie Boys, it's just a childhood memory. It really takes yeah. me back. And mm-hmm. I always, always, always listen to them mm-hmm. when I'm on some sort of road trip or something, just to like hype me up, you know?
Exactly.
And there's just a personal connection to this song, because the music video makes the song even better.
Yeah.
I suggest everybody go watch it. Yeah.
Pull out YouTube.
Pull out YouTube right now, but first you must listen to the song, because it truly is a beautiful one. Done.
done. I really love this song. I only knew from the Beastie Boys, Don't Play No Game, that I can't win.
Really?
Yes. I was in this restaurant for my brother's birthday once, and my dad asked for the playlist because I really liked it, and I was shy to ask. So he asked, and it was one of the songs on the playlist. And I nonstop listened to it. But this wonderful song you just played, well, you told me off air that they were from the Big Apple.
From New York. I'm pretty positive.
Yeah.
They're from Brooklyn.
No, I believe
like,
you.
The internet was proving me something.
Exactly.
Else.
So New York City. And it made me think of a individual that, this artist, I don't even have the words to describe her to you guys. She has had a huge impact on me. It's Erykah Badu. And
beautiful,
I saw
beautiful
her
beautiful
in
artist.
Brooklyn.
Really?
Yeah, 2 years ago, what? I was in New York, and it was like the end of a road trip, and there was just Erykah Badu there, and it was one of the most beautiful concerts.
I love it.
I was with my mom and my dad, and it was really wonderful. So it made me think of Erykah Badu and the attachment to which I have her, and also New York.
Yeah.
So let's play some Erykah Badu, In Love With You.
Let's
from
do it.
Erykah Badu and Steven Marley.
And she says she needs more than a friend. That's all I've ever been, yo. Well, one day you gon' overstand. Yo, badu, badi, la, dum, de, de. And I remember the first time that we met you. Now could I forget you? When you smile and I turn and I say to you, yo, you pure and true. I'm in love with you, in love with you, in love with you, in love with you. I'm in love with you, in love with you, in love with you, in love with you. I'm so in love, baby, and I don't care what your mama says. Standing in love, lady, and I don't care what your sister says. Go by the baby.
In love with you.
I'm so
don't care what your teachers say.
I'm so in love, baby. I don't care what the raga say.
Hey.
Didn't that make you go through multiple states of emotions?
Traveled through multiple states of emotion.
It
for
did.
Real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what's your song? What did this make you think about, Lily?
It made me really just understand that confidence is key. Because she is such a confident woman.
Yes, she really is.
And so whenever I'm walking down Main Mall, traveling down Main Mall, sorry, I need a music in my ears and
yes.
I just need a, you know.
A boost.
And this is a song that really just gets me through it. And I want to surprise you and I want to surprise everybody that's listening.
Please.
And I just want to get into it because it's truly just an amazing song. And I know that it's a popular one, but I don't care. Because it's awesome.
Show me what you got.
Yeah, 3, 2, 1, here you go.
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She's walking down the blind to every eye she meets. Do you think you'll be the guy to make the queen of the angels sigh? Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She holds her head so high, like a statue in the sky. Her arms are wicked and her legs are long. When she moves, my brain screams out this song.
I really see you walking with this. Like we were saying, that it makes you walk faster.
It does. Because I'm always running late to something, probably to class. And it makes me trot.
Exactly.
It's such a good song.
Jim
Morrison is like a little celebrity crush of mine.
Yeah, who doesn't love him?
Who doesn't love Jim Morrison? Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't I'm sorry, we can't be friends.
Yeah, and you also had, like, according to... should I say it or you should say it?
According... I don't know. If anyone out there is into mediums and psychics, she was like, you know, The Doors and Jim Morrison? And I was like, yeah, I do. I really like that band. Who knows where this stemmed from? And she was like, in a past life, you had a relationship with him. And I was like, hey... I'll take it.
I'll take it. Like, you don't
I'll
say...
I'll take it.
You don't refute that
I don't,
statement.
No. And no. You know what? Straight to my head.
Yeah.
It's just a little fun fact of a past life, I guess. I was like, all right, cool.
Uh-huh. Fair enough.
Yeah.
The beat of the song really made me think of the beats of Hubert Lenoir, which is a artist from Quebec City. He is pretty young, like 25 years old or so. He's a true rock star. Every show he does, he jumps at least 25 times in the crowd. It is so fun.
I love it when artists do
that. Yeah, like, if you're in Montreal, I'll bring you to one of his shows because he is so fun to watch. And he's, like, super, super, like, his music is very, very much avant-garde. And his last album, Pictura de Ips, is a immersive album. So he recorded one song. He put a mic up his, like, stomach and he sang this. Yeah, he, like, swallowed a small little mic and he put it in his stomach and he sang a song and he recorded it. Like, it's very, very immersive.
Wow.
And there's a lot of transit sounds.
New genre of music is stomach genre.
I don't know. You tell me. But he is on something else. And his song Dimanche Soir is really, really good from his new album. It's not the one that has that was recorded within his own stomach. But it's, musique directe, as he says. And let's listen to that.
Let's listen.
Yes, Hubert Lenoir. If you didn't know, you should really research him, search him up on Spotify or in any little streaming apps. And he has a beautiful, beautiful collection of songs and albums and like weird yeah. sounds and everything. He's really cool.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like it. Well, you showed me one of his songs.
Yeah, like Fille de Personne.
Yes, uh-huh. It's so good.
It's so good.
It's like so summery and whatever.
It just reminds me of like driving in like rural Quebec, like in Charlevoix or whatever, and like hair down, you know.
Yeah. Well, since you played a Canadian artist, right? He's obviously, didn't want to make a statement.
No, no, we ain't doing political statements here.
No, this is strictly music.
Exactly, but strictly music.
It made me think of an American artist, or I guess he's not an American artist. It's just in the title.
Yeah, he's not American.
He's definitely not American. I don't know why I said that. But whenever I'm driving specifically to Vancouver, I listen to the song.
Okay.
It's Bowie's Young Americans.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh my God, that's literally me. And there's like a part where he's like, all the way from Washington. And I was like, well, I'm from Portland, but close enough.
Close enough.
Close enough.
I agree. I concur.
And it just really, it connects with me. And I just, this song, it's so catchy. It's so groovy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Bowie kind of like out of his rock and roll and more like into like the 80s and like way more like funky and like catchy catchiness.
Yeah, catchy Bowie.
Catchy Bowie.
So
so let's play it. It's so good.
Catchy Bowie.
Let's play some catchy Bowie right now.
A funny thing, am I still too young? He kissed Laverne on there, she took his ring, took his babies, it took him minutes, took her nowhere. Heaven knows he'd have taken in a plane.
All night.
She was a young American. Finds a slinky back upon. He calls as he passes a Ford Mustang. Heaven forbid she take anything but the freak and his title for nothing. Misses a step and cuts his hand, showing nothing. It swoops like a song, she cries. Where are all Papa's heroes gone?
All night.
She wants a young American.
Well, would you carry a visa in case, just in case of depression?
man. Sit on your hands on the bus of survivors, blushing at all the Afro sequiners. Make me break down and cry.
I love that song.
Yeah,
it's Catchy so Bowie. Good. Catchy Bowie.
I really like that.
It's like it's one of my favorite Bowie albums too. I mean, obviously, like Hunky Dory is a classic.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
I mean, like Ziggy Stardust, all of it's great. But there's something about that album that I'm like, that is just a masterpiece.
Exactly.
So good.
And I'm gonna play another, like, I would say masterpiece. It's by Pierre Quenders.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in Kinshasa in the DRC, but he moved to Montreal early 2000s, and he created Moonshine, which is a collective of Black artists that host wonderful, and when I mean like wonderful, like wonderful dance parties continue until like 3, 4, 6 a.m. and it's so fun. I attended a few of these parties and I had such a blast, and he is the leader of that collective, and he also produces and creates his music, which is, I think, wonderful. It has a hint of the rumba congolese and like a lot of like Afro beats in it, but also more of the like traditional Quebec music in it. And like, if I can say, there's like influences from a lot of places, and this song, we really feel that. So it's called Baluka, and it's with him and Uproot Andy. So brace yourselves.
Brace yourselves.
Pierre Chaude, viens mogo Pikachu. Pierre Quenders. Toge.
Oh my good. One of my like favorite songs. When I need a little boost, I just put that when I need to travel within my own mind. Yeah. And we were like talking about which language he speaks in this song, and a little Wikipedia search. He talks English, French, Lingala, and Chiluba. So four languages, and he really blends like African music and also like Western pop and Western rap in his songs. Yeah. So there's like a lot of influences, and that gives just a beautiful result, like we heard with Baluka.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, sadly, we're at our last seven minutes.
Uh-huh.
But it's perfect timing for this last song that I want to play. Because I don't know about you, but one of my favorite movies, I was telling Jerome this today, is Dazed and Confused. You can hate if you want. I stand by it. I love that movie.
Yes.
And it has like the most amazing soundtrack ever. And I was listening to one of the songs on it for like on repeat, like pretty much all day, all the time. And I was like, how does this connect to travel? Because I was like, I really just want to play this on the station today. But I was like, it really feels like I'm projecting through time and space.
Oh, you know? Yes. Okay.
Especially with this intro. This intro is amazing. I need everybody to have their most listening ears
exactly.
on. Escuchar.
Mm-hmm. Escuchar.
Escuchar.
Escuchar, por favor.
Por favor.
And we're also going to say bye.
Yeah, we're going to say goodbye.
This is our last song we're playing for you.
But I hope that it makes you just, honestly, I hope it melts your face off.
Yeah, and thank you for listening to Le Rituel.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And we are going to see each other, hear each other, spend another hour together in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
Because it's a bi-weekly show every Wednesday at 2 p.m. So we hope to have you with us in 2 weeks again. And we give you a big kiss on the mouth.
Yeah. Mwah.
Mwah.
We love you. Bye.
Ciao.
Just enjoy the moment, just enjoy it all with you. Help you to see things through. Rather spend it all.